few people traveled down it, and those who did were usually lost and stopped to ask for directions. Marion stopped working and looked toward the road as she heard a single car not only come down the road, but stop after what seemed to be a blown tire. She saw a young woman come out of the driver's side of the car and walk around the back of the car to take from the trunk some tools. Audible sounds could be heard as she cussed up a storm, probably about a punctured tire.
"Yep, looks like a flat,"
Marion said, talking to herself under her breath. "Guess I'll go in and make some tea. I believe she'll be thirsty with the sun beating down on that road." Marion finished steeping the fresh tea and poured it over ice in two tall glasses and set them in a tray ready to carry them out. By now the sun had done exactly what Marion expected, and the girl was making her way down the long driveway to Marion's house. She was looking a bit distraught. Marion stepped outside.
"Hello?"
Jill's embarrassed voice sounded dry.
"I wanted to know if I could use your phone,"
she hesitated.
"I have a blown tire and my spare is flat."
"Well, sure you can,"
Marion stopped. She looked at this young woman a bit oddly, but was